is Mishnayis Mesech Depeya. So the first Mishnah, Elu Dvorim Shein Lehem Shir. These are the things that have no limit. So the Rav learns them with Midiraisa. Midiraisa, there's no shir how much you have to do to mekayim the mitzvah. Avo Midirabonan Yesh Lehem Shir. But Midirabonan there is a shir. Now what are these things that have no shir? HaPeya. The first thing is the mitzvah's peya. That is, that Adam Chayiv L'Niach B'Soif Sodeyu. A person is supposed to leave over on his by his the end of his fields. L'Aniyim, he's supposed to leave it over for the Aniyim. To be received, like it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel, L'Yisachala Pas Sodecho B'Kutzrecho. When you're cutting down either the Tfuah, or else we'll see later on in the Masechta, even by trees, by Ilonis, that you have fruits from, when you're cutting down the fruits for the Tfuah, you're not supposed to cut down all the fruits and all the tefillah, but you have to leave over some still on the field for the Aniyim to come and take it. So how much do you have to leave over? Midiraisa, there's no shear. That's hapeya. For you have bikurim, there's a mitzvah to give to the kohen the first fruits that grow. Like it says in the pasuk, Reishis bikuri adamoscho, tovi beis Hashem lekecho, and also lenitnu bohem teira shear. The Torah didn't give a shear how much of each fruit you have to bring to the Kohen. And the mitzvah bikurim is noyig in any one of the Zion minim. The seven fruits that are mishtabeach Eretz Yisrael, on those minim, there's a chiyuv to bring bikurim from the fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Now how much do you have to bring from each fruit? There's no shear. Midiraisa. The next mitzvah is for harayin. For harayin, there's two pshotim in the Rav. One pshat is that there's a chiyuv on the Shalosh Regolim to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, Shalosh Palim Vashono, Yireiro Kol Sechulcho. And there's no shear, how much you want, you could go into the Beis HaMikdash. How many times a day? There's no shear. Another pshat is that when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to bring the Korban Oila, there's an Oila's Riyah, and the Shalmei Chagiga. Now how much money do you have to spend for these kabonis? There's no shear. As little, as much as you want, you could do it to mekayim your mitzvah. That's called the harayin. Or gemilas chasodim, the mitzvah to do gemilas chasodim, that's where the begufoi, with your body, to go in bika cholim, there's a mitzvah to visit the sick person, for the kformesim, or kiyaitzabem, there's no shear. How many times a day you do it, as much as you want, there's no shear. The Salmud Torah, who are then learning Torah. Torah also, there's no shear to how much you can learn. As the Pasuk says, Vogisa Bayama Valerla. You can learn as much as you want the whole day, there's no shear. Elo Dvorim Shodom Eichel Parasayim V'Elam Hazer V'Yakerim Kayemes L'Elam Habo. These are the mitzvahs that you have fruit on this world, that means you get some schar on this world, even though there's a klal schar b'hayal melekla. But it doesn't mean the complete schar, but you get some schar that will make you, enable you to do more mitzvahs. And the Karen Kayem is literally on the Mabo. But the real schar, the Karen Kayem is, the real Karen, that you will get on the Mabo. What are these things? These are mitzvahs of chesed. When you do chesed with somebody else, so there's the perusayim in this world, and the Karen Kayem is literally on the Mabo. One is kibud avrim, being mechabed your parents, or gemilas chasodim, doing gemilas chesed, bein begufoi, bein bemomoinoi, behavuras sholom, bein odom lechaveroi, bringing peace between two friends, the salma Torah kineged kulam. But learning Torah, that's kineged kulam. That's the biggest Indian we could do, that you'll have perusayim velo marzir, and keren kiyemus lelo mabur. So even though we're speaking about mitzvahs of chesed, Talmud Torah, learning Torah is also chesed. This is called chesed shel ruchnis. That we have in the Gemara and Shabbat, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it tonight with my separations, that the Klai Yisov will be in the Kabbal, the Torah, Yom HaShishi, there will be a kiyum of the world. And if there wouldn't be limit of Torah, the world would not be in existence. So whenever you're learning Torah, you're doing tremendous chesed with the world, that you're keeping the world in existence. So Talmud Torah is also an Indian of chesed, and because of the chesed of Torah, you have oichol perusayim v'lo marzir, and keru kayem esplei d'yolam habolo. And the Mishnah varies. Ein Teuchsin le Peyo Mishishim. That means with the Rabbonin, you have to at least leave over 1/60 of your field. If you have four wheat growing, you have to leave over 1/60 for Peyo. Fijat Mishnah Viyafa Pi Shomru Ein le Peyo Shir, even though there's no shear to how much you have to give by Peyo, means with your Eiser, there's no shear. Again, you have to give prayer depending upon how big this, how big the sodra is. In other words, how much tefillah you have, how much prayer you have, how much tefillah you have, and that's the fee. How many are needed? How much is needed? The fee, how much is needed? That's how much you should leave over from your field. Well, the fee roi for anirim depends also how many are needed. If there are more anirim, so you should leave over some more. If there are less anirim, you can leave over less. Only if you write for another. Now, what does another mean? The Rav brings down a few pshatim. One is, a lashon another means the midas of another of the balabaris. That is, how much of an honor he is, how humble he is, how much he would like to give. Other mefarsh means, if you write for another means how much peris are grown in this field, or how big and how juicy the peris are. That will feed the sheer, how big and how juicy they are, that's how much you have to leave over for the anirim. And the Yochan explained that what the Mishnah means is that the least you have to leave over is 1/60. But of course you can leave over much more. And you are supposed to leave over is more when you have these anirim, when you have a bigger field. So in other words, you have a tremendous amount of tefillah for yourself, so leave over more for the anirim. Or else it depends if their anirim need more, and there are more anirim, also leave over more than 1/60. They needed more. And the firoi handov also means, depends how good the peiros are. If they're good in one place and bad in another place, make sure you leave over equally for the anirim, as good as you're taking for yourself. Here, Mishnah Gimel. You'll have to leave over peyra when you at the beginning of the field, means when you first start to cut down the peyras, cut down the tefillah, and in the middle of cutting down, you can also leave over. The chiddush doesn't have to be at the end of the field, even though the pasuk says, so I would think it means at the end. We still know the drash and ramu torah retain peyra. Even though you still have some tefillah to cut down, you're not going to leave over in the middle or at the beginning, payer for the anirim. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even though you're not going to leave over at the beginning and in the middle, it's called payer, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah until you leave over at the end of your field, Kishir of 1/60 that you're supposed to leave over. But that's the way the Rambam learns, that according to Rav Shimon, you have to leave over 1/60 at the end of the field. And that what you left off at the beginning and the middle, that's also called payah. The other pshat the Rav brings down is that Rav Shimon means you have to have 1/60 altogether. Because you could include what you left over before at the beginning and in the middle, and a little bit at the end, if altogether you have 1/60. But like this chiddush here, there has to be some left over at the end to be mashed on the shear of 1/60. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Yehuda says, Im shayir klach echad. If you left over one stalk at the end, saimich lo mishrim peyer. You could use that for peyer. V'yim lab, but if you did not leave over anything at the end of the field, and the noisin elemishim hefker. If you just said that what you left over at the beginning and at the middle is not at all chaladin payer on it. It's just like you left it over for hefker, you left it free. But you're not mekayim any mitzvah pay at all. So what you do this comment to be mechadish is that if you do not leave over anything at the end of the field, what you left over at the beginning and in the middle is not chal pay at all. It lives like hefker. Now, Shenken, according to Reb Shimon, he holds what you left over at the beginning and at the middle is also called payah. Just that both moedah, if you don't leave over at the end, you're not mekayim your mitzvah. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon, is like this, that if you left over at the beginning and in the middle and at the end also, So then you're carrying your mitzvah, and you could add them all up to equal to the measurement of 1/60. But let's say you did not leave over at all at the end of the field. You just left over at the beginning and at the middle. So what you left over is chaladin payer on it, and then you have a right to take it, eat it. But a kolponim, the Bailam was not mekayim his mitzvah payer from the sodah. He still has to leave over from the end. You're holding Mishneh Dalad. Klal amru b'peyah. It's the general klal about hilchos payer is like this. In other words, which fruits are mechuyev in payer? If you're growing the field, that you have to leave over a part of the field for the aniyim, and we have before the mitzvah is at least 1/60. It's kol shu oichel. That has to be a fruit, something that's edible. So the Mechabim Rumos, the Rav learns the Pshat is lemutei svichi satin, some type of a berry, shafa pi shen oichel al deret chak, you could eat it. By the deret chak, if you're forced to eat it, but lav oichel mikri. Normally you don't eat these type of fruits. Therefore, the ein chayovim bepeyam. That you don't have to leave over peyah from fruits that are only edible if you're forced to eat it. It has to be fruits that are edible, you enjoy to eat them. Because the pasuk says of the kutrachem, when you're cutting down your tefillah, the end ksira ella bedavar haruya lachila. Usually the lashon of ksira, cutting down, means you're cutting down fruits or tefillah that you want to eat. So the first klal is that it has to be something that's an oichol, that's edible by roiv ben ayodim. The second klal is v'nishma. That has to be something that's watched, knows that has an owner to it, that takes care of it, lafuki hefker. If you have a field that's hefker, so from hefker there's no chiyuv to leave over peyah. Somebody goes and takes these pears, now he does not have to leave over peyah. He does not have to leave over peyah. The next klal is the gedula of minoritz. That has to be something that grows up from the ground. That's lamute lafuke kemeim patrilis, much type of mushrooms. They're not considered growing out of the ground. They just get the nourishment from the avir, from the air. They have no chiyuv peyah. Or the kitorsei krachas. There has to be such a tree that all the fruit are ripe at the same time. And you go to collect all the fruits at the same time. Who are in wheat? They're all usually ripe at the same time in your field. So you cut them down all at one time. Lemute lafuke a fig tree. A fig tree, you have some figs are ripe now, but then the other ones you have to wait till later. So you do not collect a lot at one time. That's not called a kutzrachim. Therefore, a fig tree, if you have a field from fig trees, you do not have to leave it over a player. Umachni sorry the kiyam. It has to be such a fruit that you bring home and it stays. It doesn't get rotten right away. This is lafukli yerek, lafukli vegetables. And it's the Gemara's time, they didn't have a refrigerator, so it'll get spoiled right away. You have to eat them up first. That's not mechuyev in peyah. Peyah has to be something that you take home. A ktsira means you cut it to take it home to let it stay in your house for a long time. It is chayev peyah. All these things are mechuyev to leave over at the end of the field of peyah. We had tfula, we had kipniyos, his tfula means the chameshes minim dogim, like the wheat, the rye, the barley, your oats and spelt, that's called tfula. We had kipniyos, and the beans is bechal hazeh. These are mechuyev in peyah. Like the Rav says, we had tfula by kipniyos, tfula means mechameshes minim, chit lefrera kuspin shibola shol v'shifon. And kipniyos, I usually pull them, they are full them, they are blushing with the melon. All different type of beans. These are classical categories that is machnis lekiyim, and it gets ripe at one time, and it's gedulim in oritz, and provided that it's not hefker, then you're mechuyev to leave over at the end of the fields 1/60 for the anim, to mekayim mitzvah peyah. So Mishneh Hay. Well, the ilan, what about in trees, like which type of fruit trees? Are you mechuyev to leave over peyah from? Is a ug. So Rashi, the Rav says, is a type of a pre that it's a red fruit. Vacharuvim, that's a boxer tree. Vacharuvim, if you have nuts. Vacharuvim, almonds. Vacharuvim, you have grapes growing. Vacharuvim, you have pomegranates growing. Vacharuvim, you have olives growing. Vacharuvim, you have tamarim, you have dates.
is chayavu bepeya. All these type of trees, that you have an orchard of them, so you have to leave over peya at the end of the field, you have to leave over 1/60 for the yaniyim. So the Yochan learns that really all type of fruit trees are mechuyev. But the reason why the Mishnah says these, because these are the peyrus that are mechuyim of every shechich to have in Eretz Yisrael. Now even though midiraisa, the only time you have lechiyev on peya and maisers, is only bedogel and tirish for yitzer, that's midiraisa. With midiraisa, you only have to leave over peya, or else take off maisers, either from the chamesh v'saminim blogim, from the wheat or barley and the others, and then tirosh for yitzer, that's from grapes and from olives. But all other type of fruit are only mechuyev midirabonim, zayin peya and zayin maisers. But I call upon them midirabonim, it's mechuyev. That's why this Mishnah reconciles all these different type of fruit trees that you have a chiyuv to leave over peya at the end of the field. Mishnah Vav. Liyoydlam hu naisei mishum peya. You always have to give a peya, which means even the shash you were cutting down the field, you forgot to leave over peya. You cut down all the wheat that was growing. Later you could still give the wheat 1/60 of it to the aniyim to mekayim mitzvah peya. That's called loyda. You could always be mekayim this mitzvah. Upotim min ha-maisers. Now the halacha is when you leave over 1/60 for the aniyim, the aniyim do not have to take off trumas ha-maisers from this food where they eat. What they eat, the terumas peya, is potter from trumas ha-maisers. So you're also upotim min ha-maisers. Even though you give the peya later on, after you already cut down the wheat, still it's potter from trumas ha-maisers. Ad she-yimruch. Until you made mirulach, which means, like the Rav says, shiyasa kri v'tzavur shel tfuah. But if you already brought the tfuah of the wheat home, and you put it like in the saddle, and you put it in your storage, and you already smoothened it down. So you made a kri, you made a bundle of it, and you smoothened down the bundle, that's like you finished already collecting the wheat. So as soon as you come to this stage of mirulach, this is the time that midiraisa, now there's a chiyuv to give all of trumas and maisers. This is the man when from now on you're not allowed to eat these peyrus without taking off trumas and maisers. So if you first made mirulach, that you have the wheat, you cut them down, you didn't give off peyrus yet, you took them home, you made a mirulach on it, so right now midiraisa, you're mechuyev in trumas and maisers. So we say since first the chiyuv of trumas and maisers came about, even though later now you give 1/60 of it to the aniyim for the shein peyam, but the tefuah is already mechuyev in trumas and maisers, and now the aniyim cannot eat it unless you first take off trumas and maisers. Then the Mishnah says, "V'noisen mishum hefker u'porter." The same thing. Kol zaman your marku your field, you made it hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it, if somebody takes those peyrus, he's also u'porter min ha'maisers. He's potter from giving off maisers on the tefuah. His tefuah that you received by the fact that somebody was mafker his peyrus first, so the halacha is you're allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maisers, because the pasuk says, "Ubo ha-levi kiyem lechelik v'nachli moch." You only have to give maiser on tefuah that a levi doesn't have a right to take by himself. But Hashem ken yotze hefker if you're mafker the peyrus first. That just like you could go take this fruit, because it's hefker, who are then the Levi could also take it. Therefore, you're potter from giving off trumas to maisers. But that's only the Mishnah says, Atshe Yimruch. Only if the Bailam, the original owner, was mafker his fruits, or the tefulam, before he made Merulach, before he brought it home and made the pile and smoothed down the pile. But once the first original Bailam made Merulach, so again, at that point, the tefuah had a chiyuv to give off trumas and maisers midiraisa. Once the chiyuv was chal, the chiyuv does not go off, even though later on you're mafker the peyrus. Right, the Mishnah says, "Umaychol lebehema ulechayin uleyofis." If you have wheat tefuah that was grown, so when you cut it down, you're allowed to give the wheat to your behemis or lechayis uleyofis. They're allowed to eat it, even though you didn't make off trumas and maisers yet, because again, since it's before merulach. Before Meruach Midiraisa, there's no chiyuv to take off trumas and maisers, you're allowed to eat it. Midirabonan, you're not allowed to eat a kvra, or a big meal, you're only allowed to eat a little bit, achilas arai, like a little snack. Mashenkin, to feed the animals, that Rabbanan said it was mutter. So you're allowed to feed your animals from this tefuah, this wheat that was grown, even though you did not take off trumas or maisus yet, providing the bialim did not make meruach yet. But the Mishnah says again, you could feed this tefuah to your animals and to your chayes and to the birds. You don't have to take off trumas or maisus first. Up until the original bialim did not make meruach first. He did not make a pile out of it, and then smooth down the pile. So that midiraisa was the mechuyev yet, you're allowed to feed it to your animals. But once you made meruach, that's already mechuyev midiraisa, now it's osur to have hanor from these pears even by feeding it to your animals before you take off trumas and maisus. Right, as the Mishnah says, v'noitel min ha-gurin, you're allowed to take from your gurin, from the storage house, v'zareya, and you could take the seeds and plant the seeds. And you plant them in hamaisrus at sheyumach until the bialim made meruach divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva's shita. In other words, that min haTorah that if you plant has already is plant them in hamaisrus afil liyachem meruach. In other words, midiraisa you only have to take off trumas hamaisrus of something that's only meant to eat. It has to be edible. But here, let's say you have seeds. That's not only meant to eat it, you're going to instead use it to plant with it. So when you rise on seeds that you're going to plant with, you have no chiyuv to take off trumas and maisus at all. It's only with the rabbanim that you have to. So Rabbi Akiva holds that if you take the seeds to plant it before the bialim made meruach with it, then you put them in the maaser. But if the bialim first made meruach, then even the seeds that you want to use for planting, you can't use them unless first you take off trumas and maisus on it. And the pshat from Divrei Rabbi Akiva is that the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they say even before meruach, you're not allowed to use this until you first take off trumas and maisus, like all part of midrabbanim. And the Mishnah says later, again, Kohen v'Levi, or Kohen or Levi, shelokhu es ha-gurin, that it went down to the storage place with the original bialim, the Yisraelim collected tefuah, and they put it in their oitzreis, in their storage house. Now, if a kohen or Levi goes down to the bialim to buy the tefuah from them, it is the halacha ha-maisur shalhem. The maisurs they take off belong to them, to the kohen or Levi, at sheyumach, up until the time period that the bialim didn't make meruach yet. So the pshat here is like the Rav says that there's a knas. The Rabbanan made a knas that the Kohen and the Levi should not go down to the storage house and buy the tefuah off the bialim, because the Rabbanan don't want to kind of to jump right away like to buy the tefuah in order that like the bialim should be made to give him his true semaisis. So Chum made a knas that if the Kohen and Levi went down to the gurim to buy the tefuah, that they have to take off trumas and maisus and give it to another kohen. So the Mishnah says that then only applies at sheyumach. Only it only applies if the bialim already made meruach. He already made a pile and smoothed out the pile. So then we derive to the mechuyev and trumas and maisus. So even though the lady really is allowed to take off the trumas and maisus and eat it himself, the rabbanan made a knas, they have to give it to another lady or kohen. But our Mishnah is saying if the Kohen and Levi bought the tefuah before the bialim made meruach, it was not mechuyev midiraisa yet in trumas and maisus, then there's no knas chachamim. Then the Kohen or Levi is allowed to take off the trumas and maisus and eat it themselves. So the Mishnah writes, ha-maktish, if somebody is maktish, means he makes his field hegdish, he gives it over to hegdish, u-poydra, and then he himself is poydra, makes it into chulun again. It is the halacha of chayiv v'maisus. The bialim, since he bought it, he was poured it back, and it's still not meruach yet, still in the matzah of just a tefuah of the wheat, it wasn't piled up yet. So therefore, now the bialim has to take off trumas and maisus. Ad sheyumach hagizbur. The only time you plotter is that at first you will makdish this field when it was still like a field. Now the gizbur, the hegdish, they went ahead and made a meruach. They went ahead and piled it up and smoothed down the pile. So at that time, when they made meruach, that's when the chiyuv should be chal with the rice of trumas and maisus. And bibar at that time, it belonged to hegdish. The halacha is hegdish is plotted from trumas and maisus. Therefore, schal the Ptur Loilam. But let's say the Gizbur did not make Meruach yet. No, when the Bailam was traded with Barak, then the original owner or any other owner, they went ahead and they made the Meruach. So since the Meruach was chal, the Shasta belonged to a head, to a regular person, then the Chitrum was Maestas is chal.
Here, up to Perek Beis. V'elul ma'asikin l'peya. These are things that separate the fields to make them into two different fields, so that you have to leave all the player on each field. You can't leave all the player on one field, one soda for another soda. Like the Rav says, Bein soda le soda, v'yil nechshovim kishtei sodas. It should be considered like you have two different fields here. If you leave all the payer on one field, it will not help for the second field. Because the Pasuk in Vayikra says, "Pa'as sodcho, v'darashen shlo yenirach payer misod lechaverta." You're not allowed to leave all the payer, means the tefuah, 1/60th from one field, and you want it to help for another field. Because each field has to have its own payer. Now, what's considered two different fields? What's divided up a field? The curve as big as you want, as long as you're planting all over, is considered one big field. What makes something into be two different fields? Well, the Mishnah says, Hanachal. If you have a river going through the field, that divides the field into two, and the two different sodas. Vihash Lilis, that's like a canal, not a big river, but just like an Amas Hamayim, not like a ditch, that you dug through, that the water runs through it like a canal, that also divides the soda into two different fields. For derech ha-yochid, you have a road that only yechidim use, which is not so wide, it's only yudamis wide. For derech ha-rabim, that's like a reshus rabim already, that's like the highway, going from one place to another place, that's 16 amis wide. So the chur of pshita, it's madach ha-derech ha-yochid, is mafsik, pshita derech ha-rabim. So we'll see the chiddushes in the next Mishnah, that by trees, even a derech harabim is not masik in between. So I do shvil harabim, but shvil is left than a derech. A derech is like a root, is like a highway, like a street. A shvil is like a path. Now a shvil harabim, they have a pathway going through the field that the rabim use. And who are doing a shvil hayochi? If you have a pathway that only yechidim, private people use it, but ha-kavula, its kavula means it's always used. V'yamari sachamu or v'yamari sagashamim. It could be used the whole year round. And sometimes a path you only use in the summertime when it's not rainy. Now, shaykh, in the winter when it rains, you can't use that path. That would not divide the soda into two. It has to be a path so that you could use this path whether it's v'yamari sacham in the summer months or v'yamari sagashamim or in the winter months. If you could use this path that goes through your sodder, it divides the sodder into half and makes like two different sodders that you have to leave all the payer on each sodder by itself. If you have bor, who are then the bor is also mechalik. What does the bor mean? So Rav said that's a sodder shein is ruah. If you have a field in between that you are not planting, it's not plowed on. In other words, you have one side of the field you're planting the tomatoes. On the other side of the field, you're also planting tomatoes, and in between, you have a field that's not planted on at all. So, a bor, an uncultivated soda, that's also mafsik. So, you have near. Near means you plowed the karka, but you just didn't plant it yet. You didn't put any seeds into it yet. So, if you have an empty field in between, even though it was plowed, still it's mafsik. The zera achar, you have a different growing. That means that on one side of the field you're growing tomatoes, on the other side you're also growing tomatoes, and in between you are growing cucumbers. So the zera'ach of the cucumbers in between divide up the soda and make it look like you have now three sodas here. The right side is the tomato soda, the middle side is the cucumber soda, and the upper left side is again a different tomato soda. Who are then we have koitzel the shachas? If somebody starts to cut down the tefuah in the middle of the karka, in the middle of the field, but l'shachas means to feed it to the animals. In other words, it's not even the third ripe yet. So by cutting down that part of the field, it's not usable for tefuah. So it's not considered like you started to kotzer your field. So it looks like you're dividing the field into half. The right side and left side, you're still using for planting tfura, for planting wheat. And the middle of the field, you're cutting down now to feed your animals with. That's called like a different soda. Is mafsik divrei Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir Shita, that if you are kotzer to feed for your animals when the tfura is still unripe, that's mafsik. For the chomim bayimim, the chomim say, einoi mafsik eliim kem chorish. No. The fact that you started to cut down the middle of the field to give your animals, even though the tfura is less than a third ripe, does not divide the field into half. It's still considered one big soda. Only if this middle part that you cut down to feed your animals, you are chorish. You started to plow in that middle part, so by plowing in it, that divides the soda into half. So it looks like you have one soda on the right side and one soda on the left side. And you have to leave over two different payers later when you cut down the tfura on both of these sides. The Mishnah Beis. Ames Hamayim, She'enri Yechorilu Lihi Kotzer Ka'achas, is Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Masekis. This is Masek. This divides the Sodder into two. Now in Ames Hamayim, this is really a Pirish, and what we had the Mishnah before, of the Shlulilis. That's like a canal. If you have a canal, a route of water going through your sodis, so the Tanakhama, the first Mishnah said, no matter how wide the canal is, it divides the fields into half. We look like as if both sides of the canal are two different sodis. Now, if you're just saying a different chilek, he's saying it depends how wide the canal is. If the person stands in the middle of the canal, in the middle of the route of water, if he can reach both sides of it, and he could cut down both sides, then it's not a mafsik. Then it looks like one field. Okay, that's his lashon. Like, when do we say it's mafsik? Only on the samayim she'eino yecholenu likotzer karachas. You cannot stand in the middle of the canal of the water and reach both sides of the fields to cut down both at the same time. Then Rabbi Yehuda says it's mafsikis. Then it divides up this canal, divides up the field to make it look like two different fields. But if the canal is very narrow, that you can stand in the middle and cut down on both sides, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mafsik, it looks like it's one field. Mishnah Vayta, V'chol Ahorim, what then if the middle of your field, you have mountains, high mountains, Asher B'mad D'Yadron, that means it's so steep up that you can't plow there with the animals, but you have to use a shovel and dig there and plow there. Is Afal P. Shein HaBoku Yochel Avar Bekelov, even though it's so Afal P. Shein HaBoku Yochel Avar Bekelov, even though it's so steep up the hill, that you cannot plow there with the animals can't go up there with the klei habokor, is still huneisen pe'elakur. Still we look as if the two sides of the mountain, this one big field, is considered one field, one sodom, and you only have to leave over payer one side for the whole big field. And the svar is, even though you cannot plow on top of this mountains regularly like you plow on the ground with your bokor with the animals, but still, people still plow there. People still take their shovel there. They go up there and they dig there and they plow it and they seed there. So since Lamaisa, you are plowing on the mountains and growing on the mountains, we still look as if it's one big field and it's enough to leave over paya on one side for the whole field. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'kel mafsik lezroyim. It's up until now we're talking about if you plant zroyim, that means tfuah beans. So, if you have a big field, all these things are mafsik, divide the field into half. And what does the Mishnah be meisah with the Lashon HaKol? So the Rav says, and Yerushalmi explains, the HaKol asuya sela shoya over al pnei kol asodim. If you have a rocky area, rocks going through the middle of the field, that you cannot plow on the rocks, and you have to pick up the klei habokor, the plower, over the rocks, that's also mafsik, makes the field look like two. So HaKol mafsik lizroyim. But the chiddush is the einoi mafsik leilon. But if you have a field of trees, like we had before, if you have the trees, you have olive trees, or you have grape trees, which those are midiraisa mechuyif in peya. So by trees, these things we have before are not mafsik. If you have a field of olive trees, even though you have a path going through or you have a canal going through, then it's not mafsik. Okay, since the trees are so high up, like, it still looks like one big field. The only thing that divides up the field, make it look like two fields, if you have a real mechitz, a real fence going through the field, and it has to be 10 tefachim high. Shar koitish. Let's see, even though you had a fence 10 tefachim high, but the leaves, the branches, go on top of the fence, and one branch, one leaf, meets the other branch from the other side, the two trees meet on top like the branches are entwined, is then ainu mafsik. Then this mechitz is not called a hefsik. It still looks like one big sodder. You are allowed to leave over on one side peya for the whole big field. And a nice and peya lakur, you can leave over one peya for everything. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Ulecharuvim, that means big boxer trees. So they say since these trees are very tall, it's a new halacha, that kol haroyim ze'ezeh, even though they're very far apart, one tree from another tree, and even if you have a fence in between, but as long as you could see one tree, by standing next to one tree, you can see the next tree, that still makes it like one big field, and you only have to leave over peya from one for the whole field. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Noigin Hoyu Beis Abba, by his father's house, they used to be noig, they used to do, that Noisnin Peya Achas Lezesim, they used to leave over one time peya for all the olives, all the olive trees, Shoyelhem B'chol Ruach, on all the four sides of the city, like for all the Mizrach, the whole east side of the city, they left over peya one for all of them. Who are then on the west side, on the north side, on the south side? See, also, Zaysim trees are like bigger also, so therefore they're considered one big tree, even though they're far apart. They're considered like one big field, even though they're far apart. Now, the Mefarshim say that Avada Zaysim is still more chomer than Cheruvim. His Cheruvim was saying the first sheet is, as long as you could see one tree from another tree, it's considered one big field. Now, by Zaysim, you wouldn't have that shear. Even though you stand by one tree, you could see the next tree, and like this, you could see throughout the whole city, still you can't leave over peya one for the whole city. You have to leave over each side of the city has its own field like of Zaysim. The north side, all the olive trees on the north side are considered like one field, and you can leave over one peya just for the north side. Who are then for the south side? Who are then for the west side? Mashenk and Cheruvim, since those are bigger trees, those have a bigger kula. But as long as you could see, standing by one tree, the next tree, even though like this, from each tree to another tree, you could see all the trees throughout the whole city, you'll only have to leave over peya one for the whole city. Ulo Cheruvim, the Mishnah says, that's what we're saying. By box a tree, as long as you're standing by one tree, you can see the next tree. And then you go to the next tree, you can see the next tree. It's all considered like one big field. Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Tzadik Omer, Mishmoy, said over from his name, as Af Lecharuvim, Shoyelehem B'chol Ir. He holds also for the Cheruvim, for the box of trees, you leave over one Peya for all that was in the whole Sodom. Now, even though they're on two sides of the city, and he's being Mechadish, even though you can't see the box of tree, by standing by one tree, you cannot see the next tree. Still, he holds box of tree is a big kula, and from all the box of trees in the whole city, you only have to leave over one peya. For sure, this is providing the stone that it belongs to one person. If one person owns all these box of trees, so it's all considered like his one big sodder, and you only have to leave over one peya. And Laloch is not like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, but like we had before, that by box of trees, even though it's a big kula, but it's only if by standing by one tree, you can see the next tree. And then you walked over to the next tree, you can see the next tree. So since Kesedi, you could keep on seeing all the trees, then it's considered like one big field, and you only have to leave over peya one for everything. But if there's any space in between that by standing by one tree, you cannot see the next tree, that's called a hefsik, and these two sod, it then obliges two different fields, that you have to leave over two different payas for each side. Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Hazareya esodehu min echad. You plant in your field one min, like you're planting wheat throughout your whole big field. Is afal pishu I say you shtei grunos, even though when you go to cut down the wheat, you cut it down like at two different times. You make two different storages out of the wheat, shtei grunos, like two different storages. Still noisen peya achas. You only have to leave over peya once for the whole field. Since you planted one min, they're all wheat, even though you cut it down at two different times, so what? It's still considered one field. Zora shnei minim. Let's say you planted two different minim, like you planted wheat on one side and barley on the other side. Then afal pi shosun gurin achas. Even though you cut down all the tefuah at one time, still noisen shtei peyas. You have to leave over two different peyas, because each min is called a different sada. Like you have one sada of wheat and one sada of barley. Hazareya esodehu shnei mine chitim. Let's say you're planting in your field two different types of chitim. So the Rav learns two different types of wheats. Shkoin shechamimimis ulavona. One is white wheat and one is a little bit darker wheat. You have two different types of wheat. Now it depends. Osen gurin achas, if you cut all the wheat down at the same time and make like one storage out of it, is noisen peyachas. Then it's like one field, and you only have to leave over one peya for everything. Mashenkin here, shtei grunos. Let's say when you cut down at two separate times. You first cut down all the white wheat, and then you cut down all the black wheat. Then the locker is noisen base peyas. That divides the field into two. And it's considered like you have two different fields here, so you have to leave over peya separately for each one. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Maisa shezora Rabbi Shimon isha mitzvah. That the maisa once happened that Rabbi Shimon once planted a mitzvah lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. He was in front of Rabbi Gamliel. The olu lishchas hagozis. They went up like the Sanhedrin to ask them this shaila. The sholu they asked them. Omar nochem alavlo. And they said over Nochem Alavlo, the Sofer said that Mukubalani Mirabi Mesha, I received a Kabbalah from Rabbi Mesha. Shekibu Mi Abba, he received it from his father. Shekibu Min Azugas, that he was Mekabel from the Zugas. Shekibu Min Hanaviyim, that he received it from the Naviyim. That Halachal Moshe Mitzinai, that this last Svara we said in the last Mishnah, you should know, it's Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. The what? Vizareya Esodeyu. If somebody planted in his field two different types of wheat, he planted white wheat and black wheat, it depends. If he cut them all down the same time and made one pile out of them, then he only has to give noisen peyachas. He only has to leave over one peya. It's considered like one field. Let's say he cut it down at two separate times to make two different piles out of it. Then the locher is noisen shtei peyas. Then he leaves over two different peyas. It's considered like two different fields, and he has to leave over two different peyas. So it will be mechadesh this mishnah that this svara is halacha l'moshe misina. Your mishnah zayin sode shekotzru ha-kusim. A sode, the field that belonged to a Yisrael, and he had, let's say, wheat planted there, but now instead of the owner cutting down the fields, a goy came and cut down the field. Or else kotzru holistim. Or else a rabbis came and cut down the tefuah. Or else kersemuhu nemolim. The ants came and cut down the wheat. Shavrosa haruach. Or else a strong wind came and like cut down the wheat. Oy behema. Or else an animal came and like cut down the wheat. Is the alocha ptura. In all these cases, even if later the bailim, the owner, gets back his wheat, he's potter from leaving over a peyah. Why? The Rav says, "V'chsid," because the pasuk says, "Gabi peya uvekutzrichem." You have to cut down. Achetei atem akotzim until the Bailam or Yisrael. He's the one that cuts down the tefuah. Or else, v'chetzav, he has a worker that's cutting down for the owner. That's also considered like the owner cut down the wheat. But here, where the Bailam did not cut it down, and these people did it without the das of the Bailam, there's no chiyuv leave over peya. Even if the Bailam gets the tefuah back later. What about kotzar chetzieho? First the owner started to cut down his tefuah, he had wheat growing, he cut down half the field. But if a shveitzer he had das, wanted to leave over peyer at the end, when he finishes the end of the svada, he'll leave over there some peyer. Now what happened was the Katzru listim chetzio. Now the second half, a ganef, a robber came and cut down the second half. Is the loch again ptura? Still, the bailin, let's say he gets back this tfuah later from the ganef, he's potter from giving payer on this tfuah. Why? Shechoyvas ha-payer bekomo. Because really, when you cut down the beginning of your field, you had a right to say, I'm going to give payer from what's still standing, from the other half of the field. And Lamaisa, when it came to cut down the other half of the field, it was not the bailin that cut it down, it was somebody else that cut it down, and not for the bailin. So there's no kiyum of the pasuk of the kutzruchem. It's not considered you cut down this field of tfuah. Therefore, again, you're potter from giving tfuah, from giving teyah. Yeah, Mishneh Ches. Katzruho listim chetzia. First the ganef came and cut down half of the field, half of the tfuah, half of the wheat on the field. Then the katzruho chetzia. Then the Bailam came and finished off cutting down the wheat, cut down the second half. Is the locha noiseng peya mimasha kotzer. From the amount of wheat that the Bailam cut down, now those wheat are mechuyev in peya. So the Khuri asked to leave over 1/60th of the peya that he cut down. From his, the last cutting down, he asked to leave over 1/60th to give to the aniyim, for hilchas peya. Right, the kotza chetzio. Let's say the Bailam himself cut down half his field of tfuah. And then he sold the second half to somebody else. Is the halacha halakeach noisin peya lakol? The person that buys the second half of the field that has the wheat growing on it, when he cuts down the second half, he has to leave over peya not just for the second half, 1/60th of the second half, but he has to leave over peya 1/60th for the whole sod's worth. Because what the Bailam's chiyev, that's what he sold to this lakeach. Now the Bailam himself, when he cut down the first half, why didn't he give peya? Because he said, when he finishes the soda, he'll give 1/60th of the whole soda. So that's the Bailam's chiyev, that when he cuts down the second half, he has to leave over 1/60th for the whole field. So now when the Bailam sold the second half to somebody else, the person that buys it takes over the Bailam's chiyev, which is to leave over 1/60th for the whole field. Huadin kotza chetziho. Let's say the Bailam cut down half of his field, half of the tfuah. Vehekdish chetziho. Now the second half of the field he was makdish, gave over to the gizbra, to hegdish. Now the locher is, and hegdish is potter from peya. And the locher is hapoida. If somebody buys back is poida this field from hegdish, hapoida miyad hagizbra is hunaisen peya lakol. He also has to give over peya for the whole field, because the svara, like we said before, since when the original Bailam cut down the first half, he was saying that from the second half they would be giving payah for the whole field. So even though he was makdish in between, so what? Now when you're poydir back from hegdish, you have a din now to give off payah for the whole field, 1/60th of the whole field's worth. Yeah, we're up to Perek Gimel. Malbinois hatfua shebein hazesim. Malbinois means a lotion of aruga rows that are square. In other words, you have a square plantation of tfua. Let's say by an amma, you planted tfua in between the zesim. In other words, you have olive trees in the field. We'll soon see how far away each tree is by the other tree. But in between the olive trees, you planted tfuah, you planted wheat, and you made it malavanois, means you made a square, like an amma ben amma worth of tfuah here, and then you have a tree, and then the other side of the tree, again, you have another square of tfuah, of wheat growing. Is beishama yomrin peya mikol achas v'yachas. Each square has to have its own peya, like a sada by itself. Since there's a tree, there's an olive tree in between one square of wheat growing to the next square, the tree of the olive tree divides the sodas, makes them two different sodas. Ubeisil loimrim do, Beisil says, me echad ala kol. No, since this is the way you have an olive tree growing, and you want the trees to grow there, but you also want to plant tfuah. So this is normally the way you plant tfuah between the olive trees,
So it all becomes like one big sada of tefuah. It doesn't bother us that you have olive trees in between. Since each square, like Amma Bein Amma of tefuah, is normally planted that way, so we don't look at each square as a sada by itself, but no, we look as if it's one big sada here, and I have trees in between. It's normal to plant the tefuah in between the olive trees. So it blends like one big sada. Umaydim though, Shimhayu Roshe Shuras Urvin Shu Naisin Peya Mi Echad Ahakil. Now Beishamai is moided to Beisilul, that in the case we have these squares, or they're not even squares. In other words, you have the olive trees growing, and you have tefuah growing all around the olive trees, that the heads of the tefuah meet one into another. So it's not like a square by itself. When you have squares, Nama by Nama, planted by itself, and they don't meet one to the other, then Beishamai holds that the sada, the tree in between is mafsik, makes it look like two different sadas. But when in between the trees, it's not planted like a square, but a mixture, it mixes up. So one part of the tefuah, the Rosh Shuras, one part of one row meets into the next row, so it really looks like one big plantation of tefuah. And even Beishamai is made, it has a thing like only one sada, and you only have to leave over one peyer for everything of the tefuah, of the wheat growing. Now, the Rav said that even according to Beis Hillel, that we consider it like one big sada, that's only if the ilonis, if the olive trees were planted, you had at least 10 of them in the Beisor, an area of 50 amis. By 50 amis, you had 10 trees planted there. So that's the normal plantation of trees. Then we say, even though in between you made squares of tefuah, of an amma by an amma of tefuah growing, we still look as if it's one big sada. I wanted you plant this way of squares, because that's the way you plant in between the olive trees. But let's say you have less olive trees in a base, so you have less than 10. In other words, the trees are very much spread out. Then it's not a derech to plant it for this way, to make it in squares. So then even Beisil is moedim, that in the case that you planted them in squares, murubas, and one square of tefuah does not reach the next square of tefuah, they look as if they are two different sodas, and you have to leave over two different payas on each one separately. The Mishnah Beis, ha-menamer es sodeyu, if somebody makes his field looks like spots, in other words, he cuts down a part of the tefuah all over. In other words, some tefuah is ripe, is fully ripe. So the tefuah that's fully ripe, that's the one he cuts down right now. But it leaves over the still wet stalks that are not so ripe. He leaves those over for later. So what he did now is, in the middle of his field, he cut all around different parts of the field. He cut off tefuah. That the sudden now looks like hamnama, look like it's spotty. Look like there are spots all over the field. Is Rabbi Kiva Oimer Noisen Peya Mikol Echad V'Echad? Rabbi Kiva holds later, when you go to finish cutting down each spot by itself, since each spot is not connected to the next spot, so each spot now has a lacha like a sada by itself. And each one you have to give off Peya by itself. No, even though now when you're cutting down the spots, each spot is like a place by itself, but since at the beginning you planted this whole sada together, and at the beginning you started to cut it down, it's considered like this is one ksira of the whole field, and you only have to leave over peya at the end once for the whole field. So the Mishnah, Umoidim Chachomim Rabbi Kiva, but the Chachomim Amoida to Rabbi Akiva, that Bizoreya Shevis, if you plant this vegetable called Shevis, Oichardel, or else you plant mustard seeds, Bishleshu Mekoimus, at three different parts in your field, in other words, they're not attached, they're not together, three different rows, and there are space in between each row to the next row. There's empty space. Shunaisin Peya Mikol Echot Viecha. And here the Chachamim Moedet Rabbi Kiva that you have to go Luchumra and look at each row of Shevis or each row of Chardel is considered a Sada by itself, and you have to leave over Peya for each one separately. Now, what's the svara? Why should I say each soda here, each row looks like its own soda? So the Rav says the pshat is because it's not a derech to plant the whole soda of these vegetables. Because these should never plant so much of them, whatever the shevis is, and chardal and mustard. So since people don't plant that much of it, so each row is considered a soda by itself. And since they're not touching one the other, there's space in between, we look at each row as if it's considered a soda by itself. Therefore, you have to leave over peya by each soda for each row by itself. Mishnah Gimel. Hamachalik bitzolim lachim leshuk. As you're going down to your field to pick off, cut down your onions, but you're picking only the wet onions, and you're taking them l'shuk. You want to take them to sell right now in the marketplace. Umekayem yevashim, and you're letting the dried out onions to stay there. You want them to dry out yet, and let them get an outer shell on the onions. L'gurin, and those onions you're not going to use to sell to shuk, but those onions you can use for storage for the gurin. Is dalocho noisin peyel elu liyatzmon uli elu liyatzmon. It's as if they're called two different fields, and for each cutting you have to give peyel for each type of onions by itself. The first type of onions that you are cutting for shuk lies like one min onions, so that soda has to have peyel by itself, and the second type of cutting that you're cutting the onions down for the purpose of the gurin to store it, that's as if it's a second type of a field that you have to have paya for itself. And the pshat is, like the Rav says, the blav is like tikishnei minechitim domi. The blav is like two different type of wheats. Here it's like two different type of onions. One type of onion you're using to sell in the gurin, the one type of onion you're using to sell at the market, and you're cutting it down at one time, and then the second time you're cutting down the other part of the field of onions, and you can use it for gurin to storage, so it looks like two different type of onions. V'chein b'yafunim, the same halacha is by a type of a bean called afunim. V'chein b'kerem, the same thing if you have a vineyard, you cut down half the grapes, almanas, to sell in the shuk. You leave over the rest, and the second half you cut down legurin to store. It has a din like two different type of grapes, two different fields, and you have to leave over peya separately for each one. Now, hamadol. If somebody madol means you're like pruning out the tfua. In other words, you have tfua grown, bunched up, one, two, three bunches, one next to another, and it can't grow well that way. So you like pick up, uproot the middle one. Today the other two should grow well. That's called hamadol. You're uprooting the closeness. Today that what's left over should grow well. Is the halacha noisim min hamishuyer al mashashayer. You have to give tayyum from the tfua that's left over on what's left over. In other words, the chiddush is that the in-between, whatever is vegetables that you are pulling out now, today that the other two should grow well, what you're pulling out now does not have a shem katsira. It's not like you started to cut down your field. And what you're pulling up now, bechlal is not mechuyev in peyem. Therefore, the other two that are still remaining, that are going to grow well now, those two are like the sodim. And when you cut down those two, you have to give over peyah from those two. But the first piece of tefuah that you picked up, only al manas, that what's left over should grow well, bechlal is not called ksira, it's not mechuyvin peyah at all. The next part of the Mishnah. B'hamachalik mi'achas yad. In other words, you have your field of onions, and you're only cutting down half of the onions now. The other half you cut off later. But when you cut down now and you cut down later, you can use them both for the same purpose. The mashluf, the first cutting, was l'shuk, to sell in the marketplace. You're leaving over the other half, but you, when you cut down the second half, you're also going to use it to sell it by the shuk. Then the halacha is, noisin min ha-mishuyir al-akol. This remains like one field of onions, and you have one chiyuv peyer, and at the end, when you finish cutting off the field, you're supposed to leave over 1/60th of the field for everything. Whereas here it's different than the ratio in the Mishnah. In the ratio in the Mishnah, when you cut down the onions at two different times, and one is for the purpose of selling it, and one is for the purpose of storing it, that makes it look like two different types of onions, and you have two different chiyuvetayim. But if you're cutting it down, even though different times, but for the same purpose, it remains like one soda, and you only have to leave over one payer for everything. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'imohis shel betzolim. That means, in other words, the mothers of the onions. That means that some onions you let grow very long, you let it stay in the ground, not for the purpose of eating, but for the purpose that you give off a lot of seeds. And you're going to want to use those seeds to plant more onions. That's called huimois. It's the mothers of the onions that stay a long time. Is chayovis pepeya. This field, if you have a field of them, a bunch of these onions that you let stay a long time, almanas to get zera, get the seed, and then later you change your mind and you cut down these onions. The Tanakhama says they're still called edible, it's still called an oichel, and you have to leave all the tayo. Rabbi Yossi Poiter, this is the Chiddush, Rabbi Yossi says no. Since they're not edible, only Aidei Adchak, they became a little bit spoiled, the fact you let them stay in the ground so long. So Rabbi Yossi holds it's not called an oichel anymore, and therefore it's potter from leaving all the tayo. Weiter, Milavnois habitzolim. You have again blocks, like a squared block of growing of onions. A square, or like an amma by an amma of onions. Shebein hayurik. So in between one block of onions to the next block of onions, you plant other yurukas, different vegetables. You plant cucumbers there. Is Rabbi Yossi Aimer Peyer Mikol Achas V'Yachas. This is the Kiddush. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not a derech to plant a yurokos, vegetables, in between onions. Therefore, if you plant the vegetables there, it lives like a bin achar, that's mechalik, and makes it like two different fields. Therefore, each block of onions has its own chiyuv of peyah, like its own soda, its own field. The chachamim say, though, meyachas awakir, no. It's considered one field of onions. Even though you have yurokas in between, it's a derech like that. Onions are also called yurokas. It's a derech in an onion field to plant other tool also. Therefore, all the onions are considered like one field, and you only have to leave over one payer for everything, for all the onions on the field. So, in other words, according to Chachamim, Zeroyim and onions are not considered two different minim. It's considered like one type of a min. Bashenka Rabbi Yossi holds no. Rabbi Yossi holds not a derech to plant yurokos by onions. Therefore, it's considered like two different minim. Therefore, it's mechalak to make it look like two different fields, and you have two different chiyuvim to give pay on each field by itself. The Mishnah Hay. Ho'achin shel choku. His two brothers that made a chaluka, they got a field with Teres Yerusha, the Yash and the father, and now they made a chaluka, they divided it up, is noisrin shtei peyas. It blinds like each one owns now his own field, and each one, when he cuts down the peyas, he has to revolve the peyas separately, each one, by their own field. What about chosru v'nishtatfu? Later they became meshutfas, they became a partnership again. Is noisnim peyachas. His partners, a shutfis, blind right, they both own the field together. and you have to leave over just one pay at the end of the field. Shnayim shalachu resilon. If two people bought a tree together, is nice near the payachas. They have to leave over one payah, because again, shutfis is like one owner, that it's like one field, you have to leave over one time payah. What about lokach zer tzvoinai? This person bought the north side of the tree. Zer droimai, and this person bought the south side of the tree. In this case, zer naisen payah yatzmai, zer naisen payah yatzmai. It's as if each one has his own separate tree, and each one has to leave off a payah from the pears that these trees give off. Each one leaves off his own separate payah. It's as if they have two different fields. That's the Chiddush, even though it's one tree, but if you on the north side, I on the south side, we look as if it's two different trees, two different sodas, and each one is mechuyev in its own payah. If I sell to somebody else in my field the roots of the trees, in other words, I'm selling you the tree but not the karka, I'm not selling you the ground around the tree, I'm only selling you the roots of the tree and the tree itself. So every person that buys like the tree by itself, it's like his own private field, and therefore each tree is mechuyev in its own payah. You can't leave off a payah one for all the trees, because it's not considered one big sada, since you do not own the field at all. You're only buying a tree. So each tree you...